The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Season 2 of Devil's Advocate, Episode 5. Mm-mm.
6.
6?
Oh.
Episode 6! this week, me and Louisa are hosting, and we're joined by another very special guest. Everyone, welcome Nick.
Hi, guys.
Where's the energy?
Hey! Woo! Yup.
Yo, what's good? I'm Nick.
Guys, yo, what's good? My name is Nick. Thanks for having me on this podcast. I'm kidding, guys.
Whoa, where did that come from?
That's who I really am.
Oh, you're really straight man. I'm going to be mediating. Louisa and Nick are going to be fighting.
Brawling it out. Place your bets.
How are we doing today, everybody?
Good. Do you want to introduce yourself, Nick?
Hi, guys. My name is Nick. I am a student at Sheridan. I'm going for animation. I like to draw. I like to play video games. I like music. I don't know, man. Like, I'm pretty normal, I think. I like normal things. And I'm here. I'm excited. I'm so glad to be on this little podcast. It's such a cool little side quest. So, yeah. Yep.
Amazing.
Mm-mm. Okay. Should we get into the first story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Am I the a-hole for walking into my flatmate's room while she was having sex and refused to leave?
Wait, so we were mogging. Oh, can you repeat that?
It was the same way.
Did you get the mogging?
No, he didn't.
It's okay. Honestly, thank shit, bro. You just blessed that camera for not seeing us.
Am I the a-hole for walking into my flatmate's room while she was having sex and refusing to leave?
Yeah.
He's loading?
Wait, okay, so they were refusing to leave or the roommate was refusing to leave?
I don't know.
Let's just take opposite stances, yeah?
We have to.
Okay, I'm going to say that.
I'm saying they are the a-hole.
I'm going to say, I'll just say they aren't.
Yeah, you are. Like, you know what? Because, yeah.
No, yeah.
Okay, let's go. So do we just start brawling?
Like, what's your initial thoughts on that?
like, why do you think that? I just want to, dig into that mind of yours.
Okay, let me open it up for you. Mm. So my mindset is that, like, if I'm having some private time with my partner and you're barging in, you're done. And
right.
Then you're not going to leave. That's weird as hell. I'm butt naked and you're just like, just watching. Like, do you want to get in or do you want to get out?
Right.
Send the cook check.
Right. I have a counter argument to that. What if you didn't schedule that private time with your roommate? What are they supposed to do? Like, what if I just had like a long shift at work?
What if you didn't leave
home?
A sock on the door?
But it's
boom.
Is it not?
Boom, and you got caught.
Is it like wait? But is it like a dorm where it's like a two bed thing or
a
is
flat?
It like,
right.
It's a university dorm, I think.
Oh.
Because, like, oh, and I bet you regret that decision now, don't you? No, but, like, imagine you come from all your lectures, you're tired, you just want to go get some studying. There's a couple making out in the library, so, like, shit, let me just go in my freaking dorm. You go to your dorm. I would actually, that would be freaking, yes. Like, if I, like, I imagined, like, being at the door and then just, like, hearing that, I think I would actually just, like, walk
you
out.
You would go in?
No, I would leave.
Exactly, but, like, that's, like, why.
But they are the asshole for just getting the freak on in the first place if they didn't communicate that to the roommate.
Yeah.
True. But, like, sometimes it just happens.
Then send a quick little text and say, hey, gonna need this for 20. You're gonna need the room for 20 minutes, please. Pleak.
I don't know. Pleak. Not leaving is like, crazy, though. Like, just being like, all right, you guys do that. I'm gonna sit on my bed.
Wait, do I have to be, like, fully disagreeing with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think it's crazy. because here's the thing. I'm paying money for this residence or this flat, whatever. Money is expensive. It takes a lot of time to get that. If I'm you, do they not have a home? Boom. And if they do, then they should just go to that one. If they have a roommate, then the roommate can come over. Their roommate can come over. And then maybe you'll find love with that roommate. Think about it. If you force, they have nothing to lose. In fact, they have some things to gain. So why don't they just go gain it in another room? And then now that you have that room, the other person, other person comes with, and then maybe you'll find something to gain with that new person. It's all about perspective that you're not seeing.
It's also common decency, though, because, like, if you were just, like, standing butt naked in our shared room, and I came in and you're, like, all naked, I'm not just gonna be like, okay, Nick, I'm gonna go lie down. I'm gonna get out and give you your privacy to put your clothes the F on, and I'm not gonna just be like, that's a problem between you and your man. If you're getting nasty.
Man? I would never. I'm a good Christian man. I'm a good Christian woman, and I would never. Okay, sorry.
Shall I read the story?
Yeah.
Okay. I, 20M, live in a flat with 5 others at university. There's one girl, 20F, who's a bit of a problem. She always brings...
Just say that last sentence one more time.
There is one girl, 20F, who's a bit of a problem.
A sentence before that.
I...
So can you just restart?
No, low-key.
I, 20M, live in a flat with 5 others at university. There is one girl, 20F, who's a bit of a problem. She always brings back guys and has loud, audible sex with them. Very loud, and it annoys all of us. We have early starts in the morning, and we'll tell her to keep it down, but she doesn't listen. We told security, and they don't do shit. So we also have all exams coming soon and essay deadlines. And yesterday she does it again, brings a guy back, and starts having the loudest sex ever. We're all awake on this and post on the flat group chat, but she wasn't gonna see it anyways until after she was done having sex. I have an early start and I had to be somewhere by 7 a.m. and it was 2 a.m. while she was having sex. I had enough. I banged on her door and she wouldn't open it. I bang again and she doesn't open. So I try to open it and it's unlocked. They must have forgotten to lock it before they came back drunk. So I walk in and see them having sex. They both quickly see me and freak the f*** out. She says, "What the f*** are you doing here?" But I look over to the guy. The guy was a bit short and really skinny. There's no way in hell.
You're gonna do all of it.
There's no way in hell he would be a threat to me, and he looked way more nervous than she does. She keeps saying, "What the f***? Get out." And I say to her, "I've had enough of your f***." The guy is standing there awkwardly, so I tell them to get the f*** out, and he doesn't do anything, just stands there. So I tell him, I'll tell the f*** police, and I've got 4 other flatmates to back me up. Our words against yours, so get the f*** out. He gets his clothes on and runs out. So the problem girl starts crying, and I tell her that she needs to sort her life out. I then say to her, "Please leave this flat, move out. No one here f***ing likes you. Not even that guy who just f***ing likes you enough to stay." She screams at me and calls me a f***ing an a*****.
You're a c***. Okay.
I then leave and go back to my room. I told the others what happened and they agreed with me. There's nothing else I could have done. In fact, they thanked me. At least we can get some sleep, and now we sent her a message. Am I the a-hole?
She's just trying to get it on.
She just wants that cookie.
But
like...
she's... I stand with my thing.
Okay, so, Loki, in every way, you are the a-hole. I do think, like you should have stood up for yourself, and it's, like, valid you, like, crashed out on her. Walking in on is kind of crazy. Like, I would be really embarrassed about that. But, like, him saying, like, nobody likes you, even this guy you just were with, he doesn't even like you. Like, you're a stupid, ugly... Damn! Like, there was no need for that. And, like, obviously, like, he's tried to do that before. But he still could have gone about it in a different way. Or, like, maybe, like, sat her down and was like, "Listen, like, you're way too loud. Like, you can keep doing what you want. Like, you live here too. You pay rent. But, like, mind that we also live here." And to, like, be, like, more, like, considerate of everybody else. And also, like, I don't know. Like, oh, you want
to
cut me off?
I have something. I know, I just have a point to add, but...
Go ahead.
No, go. No. Sorry.
Go.
I just think that already has been communicated based off the context here. I imagine that this 20M has been sharing this stuff to the girl, because it seems like, at least based off what he was saying at the beginning, that him and the flatmates were trying to communicate.
She was also having that. The loudest sex.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, it was probably more than what I was doing.
Was that too loud?
That's fine.
Just imagine that the sex was louder.
Oh.
Wait, okay, I thought it was funny. But I just, like, I'm, like, I don't know. I feel like he definitely did communicate that, or they all already did. And I can't lie. I don't know if I would walk in, but, like, if it was really that bad and they were really, like, I imagine this has been going on. She's really not taking the hint. I wouldn't walk in, but I would go to that door. Wait, can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open up. I would actually, because there's no way you are, like, no. Like, I'm not listening to that while I'm trying to study for my freaking final.
Where does the guys, like, don't the guys have homes? Like, the guys that she sleeps with, can't they just have ghost sex there?
Back to my first point. That's what I'm saying. But you know what I mean? Go at that guy's house, and then their roommates can come over. You all have a little party.
True.
Oh, so you agree? Like,
I
thought you were supposed to be adamant on your position.
I am adamant on my position.
Well, she just, like... You know. We got her.
I don't even... Ah!
Stupid.
Essentially, the fact is here that... I win. Okay, no, but
bro got a little pirating. Okay.
Okay, I see your point that like he's obviously has tried this before, but like still like it was a little bit too harsh. Like mm-hmm. it's like I obviously you chose to live with this person for a reason. Otherwise, like she's not your friend in the first place. Like she's just like assuming her only bad quality is that she has sex too loudly. But like maybe that cookie just be really good. Like God forbid, damn.
Join her.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Little house fun time.
Yeah, sit in the cut chair.
Fun time. Like, yeah, like, he could have just, like, I feel like walking is just, like, really crazy. It's, like, a really, like, private moment to walk in on. And then, like, just, like,
it's clearly not private if they're screaming real loud.
Okay, so you're the moderator, and I feel like you're really on Nick's side, and it's starting to piss me off.
You don't have a point right now.
I'm getting there! Also, like, you're not you when you're tired, and, like, it's, like, 2 a.m., and he has to be up at, like, 7.
You're not you when you're hungry.
So, like, he's just, like, kind of being, like, the rudest version of himself, because, like, I'd probably be the same way.
Yeah. So you're agreeing.
No, I'm agreeing that I suck, and that I would be in that situation, too.
Like, hey, nothing wrong with doing all that. I just think, I do agree with you. I think that, like, obviously, in that moment, you, not only being tired, but when dealing with something that much, of course you're gonna be like really upset and like the kind of most butt cheeks version of yourself, but also I don't think that is enough to call him the ass in the grand scheme of things, because like yes, in the moment I definitely agree, I don't think he should have used that language, or at least like I get being assertive, like it must really be to a point to barge in on someone's room and say get the out, you know what I mean? But like if it's like like, I would imagine it's because it's been going on. And if it's something that's been going on, it's this pattern that is not being respected, then I feel like that does not make him the grand scheme of things. I really think that goes on to her.
So, what does the Redditor say?
Okay, so you're not going to like this? Reddit says that they are the a-hole. Holy s***, I hope this is a troll post. Otherwise, you have some serious issues. They're just trying to have sex. The next story is, am I the a-hole? I am straight.
Yes.
My gay roommate told me everyone thinks that we are a couple.
I'm just going to say yes because I want to side with the gay person. Because okay. I'm an ally like that, you know what I mean?
You're just an ally?
Like, I'm like
nothing
not
more.
Part of the community, but like, I like I think that they like deserve to like be hurt sometimes. So, like, I'll hear
only
them.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I just don't like when it's shoved in my face.
You know? Oh, you don't
much.
Like when they're like shoving that like gay agenda.
Yeah, it's like too much.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah.
Louisa. Okay,
then I'll go. They are not.
Okay, my gay friend of many years was kind enough to let me rent his spare rooms after my divorce. He's one of my best friends, and we go eat together, ride bikes, and go on walks occasionally, and have a large group of friends. I have two teenage children that are my world. They stay with me half the time. They stay with me half the time.
Wait, this what?
Wait, yeah, so this is a grown man.
Yeah, this is a grown man.
And he has two teenage children.
And he's divorced.
Okay, divorced, two teenage children, and now he's staying with a gay friend.
Yeah, his best friend.
Okay, carry on.
Carry on.
they stay with me half the time. This evening, after some drinks, he said, "You know, everyone in the neighborhood thinks that we're a couple." I was taken aback. "No, I didn't know that. Why would you say that?" "Well, we spend a lot of time together, and that's the belief around town now." I told him I didn't like this rumor because it isn't the truth, and I don't want this lie putting me in a difficult position with my kids.
Okay.
I've raised them very socially aware and inclusive and tolerant. He was super offended that I didn't want to be labeled as gay, even though I'm straight. He called me a jerk for even caring what people think about my sexuality, and I told him that it's my right to care about what people think. I feel gaslighted and manipulated. Am I the a-hole for taking a stance in this scenario? And there's two edits.
Is Loki doing too much?
Do we read the edits now or after?
It's up to you.
I'll read edit one. For more context about the situation, I have woken up and he has been next to me in bed without my permission.
Oh. I thought it was going to be with permission.
He gets drunk and flirty and touchy, and I have to tell him to please stop. I've established boundaries, but he pushes them too far, and it makes me uncomfortable. This is why I feel like he has feelings and maybe pushing the idea of being a couple, which I absolutely do not want to be with him. I'm not homophobic, but don't touch me without my permission, and don't assume I want to be a couple with you. I pay my bills. I just want a roommate, nothing more.
I think they're both kind of a-holy right now. Not a-holy, it's just, like, there's some kind of misunderstanding.
Okay? Yeah, a-holy.
I can understand how, like, you know, because I'm a straight man, like, I obviously know. From, like, the perspective, like, some people ask me if I'm gay all the time, and it's, like, really hard to sit there and just be like, oh, no, thank you, though. I'm an ally, whatever. But, like, I don't know. When I see other straight guys act like they get offended by the accusation, I do think part of it isn't, like, ill-intentioned. Because I think there's just, like, a lot of, like, stigma around it. And as much as, like, a lot of guys in, like, our generation or older generations are, like, more calm with being gay, like, now, you know what I mean? Because everyone's on the f***ing woke agenda. I think it's still, like, once that word gets thrown around, especially when it's directed at them, they get, like, a little defensive. Like, I get where he's coming from, but I don't know if he needs to be saying that he feels gaslit. That's a little bit too much. And, yeah, that's all I have to say on that first part. We'll get to the edits later because that's a little strange.
I don't think he's an a-hole because, like, he's just, like he said, like, it's just, like, his friend, like, he's going through a divorce and he just, like, needs somewhere to live. And his friend's like, oh, like, you know, everyone thinks we're dating. Everyone thinks we're dating. And then, like, he's like, I think he did do a little too much by being like, ew! What?
Catch me with that gay shit again! Bro. Don't you dare call me gay!
Well, like, I think, like, it's just, like, if it was, like, a female roommate and he did the same thing, then that's fine. But also, I think he's, like, focusing too much on the fact that people think he's gay, which is a little bit weird. Like, why do you really
care? Maybe he is gay.
And then he's, like, well, I have the right to be, like, whatever my sexuality, which is fair. But, like, I also think the roommate who's gay is also, like, being a little bit unfair because it's, like, kind of clear about what we're seeing that he's into him. Because, like, why are you going into his bed when you're drunk? Why are you, like, touching him? Why are you, like, making, like, you're, like, oh, like, everyone thinks you're a couple. Like, that's like, be like,
if he
it's
was like, so pick me. Oh my is, god,
it's like the weirdest way to be like, so, like, what do you think about that?
Oh,
like,
my god,
if we were like dating, like,
John's gonna be at your house, like, like, oh my god, like, I text him all, like, the time.
If you think, like, we're gonna be dating or whatever, like, what do you think? Like, would you be down or what?
Do you think we'd be like cute as a couple or
like what? Like, I just don't want to throw something in there. It, like, wasn't coming
just
to mind.
Like, does this shirt look good on me? Or... Anyways. And, like, him just being like, oh, like, you're being a little homophobic. Like, you want to be into me? Like, well, it's like, it's also not the fact that he's not into you. It's just, like, he just isn't into men. And it's like, obviously, like, if you like someone and it doesn't hurt you, they don't like you back. It's, like, a bit upsetting. But at the end of the day, like, there's no real room to be upset. And he's, like, getting too angry. And, like, he says, like, I pay rent too. Like, I just want to live here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, kind of obvious from, like, what we're hearing that he's, like, going around the neighborhood, like, saying, like, oh yeah, like, we hang out, like, if someone is, because if he's like, oh, people think this,
what was this about?
Actually, that's subconsciously. I'm not going to lie.
I might grow. But also, if like...
No, wait, hold on. I don't want to lose my train of thought because I lost it Ethan. No, it's okay. Like, if he's like, everyone thinks we're dating. So if he's hearing that, like, as a person who, like, knows that your friend is straight and then, like, you might like them, but they don't like you back because it's just, like, not the same orientation.
Really, you're like, bisexual? Oh, you don't like me like that, right? Because I'm straight.
Okay, no, anyways. And then it's, like, you can just be, like, a, like, decent human being and be, like, oh, no, like, he's just, like, going through a divorce and he's just my friend staying with me. Like, I've known him for a long time. Like, just because, like, you're gay doesn't mean, like, oh, yeah? Like, maybe, like, let's get together because we're both guys. Like, it's not, unfortunately, that's not how it works. Like, you like who you like and it's, like, I don't know, I think this guy's just being too, like, upset and, like, forward and he's being a little unreasonable.
Like, honestly, I don't really agree with the stance I took.
But that's why he's so quiet this
round. I'll just lie. No, because, like, I agree with what you're saying. But I'll just lie. I think at this day and age, like, gay people have just been so... They've just gone through so much. I just think that, like, maybe he should take one for the team and just, like, go with the rumors.
Maybe you should try it out, you know? Because
think about it. If they've been best friends, they're probably around the same age, right?
Yeah.
And he has two teen kids, so that... Let's say on average you get married around like 25 to 30. Let's say 30, they had a kid. They had their kid maybe like in their early 30s. Let's say the kids are average 15. You're 45, okay? So the guy who moved in is 45. And the gay friend is 45 and single and alone. Mm, and untouched.
And gay men
not like that. No, you know what I mean. Like he's yearning for something.
Also, how many times out of 10 do gay men have straight crushes?
I feel like at older ages, look away. I feel like at older ages, it's like not as much. Like I feel like when you're younger, it kind of just like happens. Like yeah. I'm sure most, not just gay men.
Same with gay women. Okay, edit part two.
Wait, can I read it?
You want to read it?
Yeah, can I do it as a southern mom? Sorry. It's this. Okay. Edit part two. Don't use Reddit much, but now realize I should have clarified the edits. I didn't add the context in edit one because it was an entirely different issue in my mind. I see how it correlates now. Not trying to save face. These are details that probably do matter to the entire situation. Go and have a conversation with him about physical boundaries.
Mm.
That's all.
With that one.
That didn't really add much context now, did it?
I don't know. What is our final...
I don't know. Thoughts. I think, like, yeah, having a conversation with the physical boundaries is definitely, like, a good idea, especially if he's, like, clearly uncomfortable.
And
if,
like, hopping in his bed and
he's drunk. That's weird. Yeah. But what does Reddit say?
Reddit says it's kind of really controversial because some of them are like, you're just straight homophobic. Like, this is just homophobia. Yeah,
I think that's a little extreme, though, because I don't think it's homophobic.
I think it's, okay, you know, it's like the type that are like, oh, like, I don't care what you do as long as you don't, like, bring it in my face.
Yeah,
that's
me. Kind
of like, get that gay agenda out of my face.
Yeah, like, I me too.
I'm always like, shoving their like, agenda down my
like,
throat.
He's, like, gay, but he's my best friend, so, like, yeah. I don't really care, but, like, now that you're living with him and he's, like, low-key making advancements, like, it's a problem with you. Like, you can just straight up, like, listen, I don't like you like that. Like, please, like, mind your physical boundary with me.
But I do think, yeah, I do think that, like, I don't know, I just don't, like, want to point the finger that is homophobic, because I feel like if it was roles reversed and it was, like, a man and a woman and the man was waking up in the woman's bed... After saying the whole town thinks we're dating, like, that's not cool. Like, that's, like, weird. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I want to be on the gay guy side bad. Like, I get it, you know? But that's not, like, I don't know. It's also, like, time and place. Like, if I was in that situation and maybe I started getting a little crush and some of my friends were like, oh, are you two, like, is something going on? I wouldn't tell him that. I would just, like, maybe, like, look at him a little more.
That's a wrap for this episode of Devil's Advocate. Thank you so much, Nick, for being our special guest this week. And
hope you had a fun time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yes. I hope I entertained you. This was a great conversation.
It was amazing. follow us on TMU Devil's Advocate on Instagram, and we'll see you every week on Spirit Live. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.